يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتقوا الله حيث ما كنت واتبئ السيئة الحسنة تمحوها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, taqwa and piety is essential for every believer. It is so important that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the whole month of Ramadan for one simple reason: to adopt the taqwa. You can imagine how important taqwa is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted in this verse of Surah Al-Baqarah that, oh, who you believe, we have prescribed upon you a fasting during the month of Ramadan, as we have made compulsory upon the previous nations, so you may adopt the taqwa. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned ittaqillah, that you have to be fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, haythuma kunt, wherever you are, whatever you are doing. And as a human being, we are going to commit sin. We are going to violate the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, any time, if any act you do, which is against of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is regarded as a sin and violation, immediately you must do some good thing, so that bad act will be removed and erased by your good things. And you deal with the people with good character and manners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the whole Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the beginning of the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alif Lam Mim Zalik al-Kitab la rayba fih hudan lil muttaqin. In very beginning, we have to think and ponder, my brothers and sisters, the opening chapter of the Holy Quran and first advice, admonishing and message delivered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that look, we have revealed the whole Quran, 30 chapters, but it is going to benefit only those who are muttaqi. Hudal linnas, and here especially said hudal lil muttaqi, those who are righteous, those who are God fearing, and those who are aware of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence in everywhere, in every situation, in every circumstances. Awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be constantly reminding us to abstain and refrain from committing sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to adopt the taqwa, and the whole Quran is the guidance only for the righteous people. Taqwa, and now we have to understand what is the taqwa is. One is a waqaya, meaning we are asking from someone to do something for us. For example, the very famous dua in Surah Al-Baqarah, we all know and we all read, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنِيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Oh Allah, grant us the best of this world and best of hereafter, and you protect us, Waqina, from the hellfire, from the azab of Jahannam, from the fire of Jahannam. So here we are requesting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is a Malikun Nar, that, O Allah, we are not able to protect ourselves from the hellfire. You are the one. You own the hellfire. Please, we are begging, protect us from the hellfire. Waqina. But when this word transfer into the surah, you know, Babi Infial, in extra words, ittaqa. Now it becomes responsibility of individual to protect himself. And this is the word throughout the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used, ittaqa, ittaqu. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ittaqullah. In Surah An-Nisa, in one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeated this word of taqwa twice. And as in Surah Al-Hashr as well. Ya ayyuhal nasu ittaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa batha minhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisa'a wa ittaqullah. Right? So in one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has repeated this taqwa twice. In Surah Al-Hashr, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah, وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسُمْ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ وَاتَّقُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And there are several ayat in the Holy Quran which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep on reminding us about taqwa, 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 taqwa. What is the taqwa? And this is the whole month of Ramadan, is to exercise, to adopt the taqwa. Main reason is not staying hungry and thirsty. It is to adopt the taqwa, God-fearing, righteousness. What is that? So ulama explain, the taqwa, the word of taqwa, is combination of three things or three qualities. Number one, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a believer is claiming, I believe in Allah, I have iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he doesn't have love of Allah in his heart, his claim is meaningless, have no power, has no meaning. So number one, we all as a believers, we have to love our creator, our sustainer, our protector, our provider. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So number one, necessary and important thing for every believer is to have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how we can recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love in our hearts? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you know you really love me, in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah, if you are claiming you have love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fattabi'uni yuhibbukumullahu وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. So you have to follow sunnah of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you put this together, one side we are claiming we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the sign of the love of Allah? What is the guarantee of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? To obey the mubarak sunnah and way of life of his beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Throughout the life, sunnah does not mean that after faraz I pray 2 rakat sunnah, or before faraz I pray 4 rakat sunnah. That sunnah is just in ibadah. This sunnah is very vast meaning. It covers and comprehends the whole life, our lifetime. We should follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at home. We should follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with our wives, with our children, with our siblings, at work, at dealings, at supermarket. Wherever we are and whatever we are doing, first and foremost we have to think, am I doing according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or not? Throughout the life. So one ingredient is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can only see the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by ittiba and obedience of Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam inculcating in our lives. The second ingredient of taqwa is hope of the mercy of Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم. Those who oppress themselves by committing sins after sins throughout the life, and they have become hopeless that I am not able to go into Jannah because of my sins. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, no, this is not the sign of iman. This is not sign of taqwa. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. You should never give up your hope. Have hope in mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. He doesn't care. He will forgive all your sins. If you make sincere tawbah and apologize to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ikhlas. So second ingredient of taqwa, my brothers and sisters, is have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that no matter whatever I'm doing, but don't commit any sin deliberately thinking, oh, Allah is merciful. Let me enjoy my life. Allah is merciful, Allah will forgive me. No. If you commit the sin deliberately, intentionally, you have to face the consequences of it. Right? Allah is kahhar also. Right? So, the second thing is the hope of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third thing, my brothers and sisters, of the taqwa is fear of his punishment. As I said, and this is the general meaning of taqwa. If you go through the dictionary, you will find taqwa meaning fear of Allah. Now, we have to understand there are two kinds of fear. Like a person is scared of the snake. Why? A snake is a big thing. People are scared of the mosquito and spider and cockroach also. If the one cockroach comes in the kitchen, look how your wife is going to jump around. Just one cockroach. Right? So snake is a big thing. Why we are scared of snake? Because of his harm. We are scared he's going to bite me, he's poisonous, I will die. Likewise, people are scared of the animal, like lions and tigers. Right? So that we are avoiding that kind of situation. We're not interfering with those kind of things. Why? Because of the fear of death. But other side, a child is scared of his dad. He's scared of his mom. He's scared of his uncle. That is not because the uncle is a snake or dad is lion. Right? Why a child is scared of his dad? Because he knows that my dad loves me so much. My mom loves me so much. If I do something against of his wish and against of his teaching, he will feel bad. He will be hurt. And I don't want to hurt him. That's why I don't want to disobey my parents. So now this fear is different than that fear. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Malik, is our Khaliq. Right? So a person is afraid of committing sin, thinking Allah has so much mercy upon me, is favoring me all the time, and how dare I am to disobey him. If I disobey him, he will feel hurt. He will not like it. He will be disturbed. He dislikes it. Because of that fear, that is the fear. I don't want to make him displeased. I don't want to make him angry. I don't want to hurt. That's why I don't want to do this. So this is the fear of Allah. This is the taqwa. So we understand there are three things. Number one is awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and love of Allah, hope of His mercy, and fear of His punishment. In one place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِي وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Oh, who you believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it is the fear, it is the right of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is as it is supposed to be feared, and make sure you should not die but in the state of iman. Now this is upon us, upon every individual, that he makes sure that how he is going to end his life. He should end his life in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with him. So how it will going to achieve that success? The Hibrul Ummah, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, Mufassir al-Quran, radiyallahu ta'ala an, explained in this verse, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah haqqa tuqati, O who you believe, you must fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He has the right to be feared. He said, Yuta wala yu'sa. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being that always, constantly, we should obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every situation, in every circumstance. Wala yu'sa. And He should not be disobeyed in any time. The first condition of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that He must be obeyed in every circumstances and should not be disobeyed any command of Allah. وَيُشْكَرُ وَلَا يُكْفَرْ. That constantly we should show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every bounty, every breath, every, you know, oxygen we are taking, and carbon dioxide is going out from our nose. This is a great bounty of Allah. Breathing itself is a great bounty of Allah. So for every ni'mah, yushkar wala yukfar, that you must be constantly thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing your gratitude for these bounties, and should never be ungrateful for any bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Yushkar wala yukfar, wayunsa wala. And the third thing is that you should not be that always you must be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third thing is you must remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and never ever forget Him. Don't be unmindful of the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Now in the month of Ramadan, we are fasting, right? So Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi said, and why we are fasting? So we thinking that we must adopt the taqwa as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us, right? Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi said that taqwa is not fasting during the day and staying awake at night in the ibadah. This is not the real taqwa. The taqwa is to quit every haram thing and to fulfill every obligatory act. That if you quit whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbidden not to do it throughout the life, not only in the Ramadan, and you must obey everything which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do, this is the real taqwa. It's not just staying hungry and thirsty and awake during the night. That's why in one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, if a person is staying in hungry and thirsty whole day, but he is not quitting backbiting, slandering and all these, you know, vices, then Allah doesn't care of staying hungry and thirsty. Allah doesn't need it. And saying, رُبَّ سَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ جَزَاءٌ إِلَّا الْجُوعُ رُبَّ قَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ جَزَاءٌ إِلَّا السَّهَرُ. Hukama called Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then he awake whole night, but is just tired. He's not getting anything. Why is missing the point? The point is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doing the right thing at the right place. Now how we can adopt the taqwa? Ulama has explained many things, but because of the time, I will go through few items, may Allah give us tawfiq to practice upon it. Number one, make sincere intention. Whatever we do, do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before you do, think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Increase your deed. If you are praying 5 times salat, increase. Make tahajjud, ishraq, awwabin, extra rakat. If you pray to Quran Majid, tilawat of the Quran, increase it. Every good deed, increase it. Observe the sunnah of Mubarak sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not only in prayers, but in every act throughout the life. Recite the Holy Quran, but not only the tilawat of the Holy Quran, recitation, but with tadabbur, thinking the meaning of the Holy Quran. So, during the month of Ramadan, we should make sure that we must study the meaning of the Holy Quran as well. So we know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Just reciting the Quran, the tilawat of the Quran, has the reward in sawab itself. But what is the message? What is the message of Suratul Ikhlas? What is the message of Suratul Nas? We have to know it. Suratul Fatiha, we are reciting every day. We don't know the meanings. So we don't know what Allah Ta'ala is saying in Aidan Siratul Mustaqim, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in. What we are saying, we are reading, we don't know the meanings. So we have to read the Holy Quran with the meaning and try to understand it. Number five, you must busy yourself with the good deeds. Be number six, be humble. Have good characters and manners. Seek knowledge of Islam. Try to be around such people who remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. That you stay with those people who remind you about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be pious in secret as you are in public. In public you are behaving, showing your manners, and privately, secretly you are committing sins. So you have to be balanced between the public and the privacy. In both ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there and is watching you. We have to be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence. Number 10, that be alert and aware of that distract you from the right path. Whatever is coming to the right path, it should not distract you, that we have to be more careful. Do everything to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely and focus on the main purpose of the life, which is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is everything for hereafter. And remember your death. Any time, in any way, death is going to approach you. And keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on the prize, meaning, see akhirat. Your goal is to achieve the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in hereafter. And how we become successful inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is all the whole month of Ramadan is coming through. May Allah give us tawfiq to adopt the taqwa and change our way of life to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.